This is WHYY. It's Morning Edition. I'm Jennifer Lynn. The first night of the Passover begins tonight when Jewish people traditionally gather together for a ceremonious Seder meal. This year's holiday is, of course, complicated by the pandemic and the need for people to physically isolate themselves. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports on ways people in Philadelphia are keeping the tradition alive.
During a crisis, you count your blessings. Although many people will not be physically gathering to celebrate the Seder meal for Passover this week, many Jewish families, like Zach Feinberg's, will use online video conferencing tools like Zoom to make the best of it.
I think I have one aunt who won't be participating via Zoom because you're not supposed to use electronics if you're following the more orthodox, strict interpretation of Jewish law. But for us, it's about being with family and getting to tell the story of Passover.
This Passover, Feinberg will go online to join his extended family, including some who don't normally join at all, like his grandfather in Florida, whose health does not allow him to travel. Feinberg is also grateful that his own father, who tested positive for COVID-19 2 weeks ago, will be leading the Seder.
Since he's been gradually getting better, still not fully recovered, but he feels certainly good enough to host the Seder, which I don't think would have been the case a week ago.
Jewish people everywhere are honing their tech skills this year to celebrate the Seder meal. The Kol Ami congregation in Elkins Park is planning a second night Seder on Thursday and trying to familiarize all of its members with the digital tools to do so. Rabbi Leah Berkowitz is encouraging everyone to mute their computer microphones and instead use the text chat function in Zoom. That way she will not have 50 people talking at once during the rituals.
There's a thing called the four children, which is about four different children and how they approach the Seder. And I think a lot of families have this joke, you know, who gets to read the wise child, who reads the wicked child, the simple child, the child who does not know how to ask. So trying to figure out how to still get that sense of interplay while also managing the chaos. Chaos is fine, it just needs to be managed chaos.
There is a silver lining to the dark cloud of this pandemic. If Rabbi Berkowitz can get her congregation comfortable with being online, she can then leverage that into more engagement during normal times after the outbreak has subsided. For David Leopold, a writer and curator in Bucks County, this will be the first time in a quarter century that his twin brother in California will be able to join the family Seder, through Zoom, of course. He says the Leopolds have always taken liberties with the Passover tradition, and this year will be no different.
We're staying in the Leopold family next year all at the same table, you know, because it usually ends next year in Jerusalem. We'll just be happy next year if we're all at the same table.
Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.